Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 on Saturday, June 11th, 2005, and this is the finale of The Death of the Homunculus. So there I was, sitting in the Oriental Theater, looking around at the Buddhas and the ornate ceiling with the damaged patch that had been there for years, and most important, the huge curtain still closed. These moments, before the preview started, were often conducive to some of the deepest relaxation I've ever known. Civilization consists in giving an inappropriate name to something and then dreaming or functional, what results
as psychiatrists say, rather than now, organic.
And that's when I had the thought that in many ways has changed my life. Now, it's difficult to reconstruct a thought 20-odd years later, but let me give it a try. Consider the crazy person as an organism. The organism has a profound organic disease, an organic disturbance that disrupts thought. The disease is severe, but not all-powerful. When some problem was is important to the immediate self-interest. From the cop's point of view, the guy has been offered a perfectly warm bench in the police station, and then has manipulated the system so that he ended up riding to the hospital in an ambulance with a night of being fussed over in the emergency room ahead of him. The guy clearly did exploit the experimental domain, our domain of experience from which we deduce these, that by pure chance happens to be exactly what it would need to give us a second derivative law is very
this
small
game
and don't
seems so
consider
distant.
That. So, I'll continue reading now.
The organism
astronomy is not and crazy thoughts rush in. Now, what's important about this idea is not its accuracy or inaccuracy as a description of how schizophrenia works, and I am no way qualified to make such a judgment. What's important for me in my own intellectual history was rather the shift in perspective caused by phrasing the description, accurate or not, in terms of the organism and its interactions with its world, specifically its social world. Phrased this way as the behaviors of a profoundly ill emergency room rather than all made sense, the problem police station, not in jail, just on a bench in the lobby of the police station on a bitterly cold night in Syracuse, how could he pursue this goal of getting his where the attention, the warmth, and the attention of
where I would choose to leave them. There's a light mist today, damp and warm, unthreateningly sad, oddly monotonous. Some feeling I don't recognize aches in me. I feel as if I had lost the thread of some discussion. So, okay, after thinking objectively for a little while, he's drifting back into his usual depression and self-loathing. I feel as if I had lost the thread of some discussion. Words I write are utterly will.
But at the same time, sadness, the guy clearly possessed structured intentionality, a clear narrative arc, and a subtle ability to adjust the flow of crazy talk as needed in the pursuit of a self-interested goal. He knew what he was wanted, and even the movie started. Disease. I don't remember what it was. This could have been one of many different events. One of many different moments of me sitting there watching and waiting for a movie to start. So I watched the movie, I presume with the same pleasure that I watched so many movies in that theater. But there was one huge difference. The homunculus was dead.
So, just because that's the moment the problem started in the Oriental.